Proclamation number 3345 of 25th of November, 1944. Multiple walk through creation. God's plan of salvation. Recognition in the kingdom of light. The spiritual had a long way to go before it was admitted to the lost test of life, to embodiment as a human being. It had to go through many deformations, it had to submit to divine will, it was deprived of its freedom, and thus forced, so to speak, it covers this earthly path, but with the final aim that it becomes finally free again. The embodiment as a human being is to be the last test in which the being has to prove itself in order to attain final freedom. That which it did in the state of compulsion. Serve. It should now do of its own free will, uninfluenced, only pointed out. It should be active in service of its own accord, stimulated by love. If the being is now willing to walk this serving path in love, it can overcome its last form in a short time, and it can enter the spheres of light where it can again work freely and unhindered in bliss. This is the aim and purpose of the change through creation. Since the aim requires the being's free will, the being can understandably also fail if it does not use its free will properly. It cannot reach the aim but take a wrong path which leads far away from the aim. Then one walk through creation is not enough but it is to cover this path again in order to reach the aim, sometimes even several times, until it has finally regained its freedom. And every walk through creation requires new possibilities to mature. Again and again other conditions are set under which the being covers the course of development to the height. And this is the eternal plan of salvation, which only becomes comprehensible to people when they know about the primordial beginning and final aim of the spiritual through the awakening of their spirit. Only then will they be able to grasp God's infinite love and mercy, His greatness and omnipotence and His exceeding wisdom. But they will only recognize God in the kingdom of light when all veils will fall from their eyes and they will look back on the course they have traveled on earth. When they know about the eternal Creator's infinite loving care for His living creations, about their tenacity in the unredeemed state and the glories of the spiritual kingdom. Everything that is only has the purpose of returning the spiritual to him, which was once lost to him through the will of the adversary, but to whom he likewise gave full freedom. The mature spiritual substance knows about its shortcomings and its distance from God beforehand and is eternally grateful and devoted to God that he did not leave it in this state but tried to achieve its reclamation by all means. It knows about its own opposition and about God's overwhelming love, and it now almost perishes in love for him who saved it from the spiritual abyss. And even if the earthly path lasted infinite times, even if it brought the being immeasurable agonies, the being itself thanks its Creator that he allowed it to take this path, that he gave it the opportunity to reach the final aim and to attain the vision of God. For this bliss outweighs everything the being has suffered in its opposition. And therefore every new creation is a proof of God's love who wants to guide the spiritual being, which does not yet recognize him, into knowledge in order to make it blissfully happy for all eternity. Amen.